So, Brett, looking into your third professional fight this coming Friday, it's good to talk to you again. And I suppose from May to now, it's May to what, September time. How's things been? What's that time period been like for you?
It's not been too bad, actually. Unfortunately, the fight in July 17th, the date was meant to be, never came off because of COVID and that, and then wanting to get full capacity back in at the shows. So that was unfortunate. That kind of set me back a wee bit, but thankfully it hasn't been too long. Obviously, I'll have this fight now on the 10th, and everything going to plan. I'll have two more fights before the end of the year, so everything's positive, and hopefully the performance will be on Friday as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy period for you, but you've got your third pro fight this coming Friday. What have you and Ricky been doing over the last number of months? Because you won your first two fights, both went on decisions, so they did, Brett. So have you been changing things much up since the second fight, or what have you been working on?
Just much the same, actually. At this stage in my career, it's just it's not really about who I'm fighting or who my opponent's going to be. It's about me improving in the gym every day. Starting to sit down on my shots a bit more, and I'm an aggressive fighter, so a lot of the time whenever the fights go longer and there's longer rounds, something Ricky's been working on with me is just work my opponent, but nice solid shots early rounds, early doors. Don't be, if there's a fast start from my opponent and that kind of thing, to just sit down and nice heavy shots, keep them working all the time and make them move. So just sort of things like that. And as I say, at this stage of my career, it's not really about, my opponent or who I'm fighting, because we're kind of, as he always says, we're building for 5-10 years down the line. We're not building for the next, couple of fights.
Yeah, so it's more beneficial for you then if the fight this weekend was to go the distance again?
Well, it always is, when you're getting the rounds. I've been fortunate in my first two fights to have 10 rounds under my belt. I've done a 6-rounder, so I know once I move back up to 6 that, I've done it before and, I'm comfortable doing it. But the plan, with the fights being so close together now, towards the end of the year, I would think that we'll be staying on 4s. I'm not sure. I've left it up to them, whatever they're happy with me doing. But I would feel comfortable moving to 6 again, but because the fights are kind of close together, there's an 8-week gap between this one and the next one, and then there's only a 4-week gap between the last. So yeah, we'll probably stay on the 4s. And as you say, like getting the rounds is a good thing, but obviously, as a fighter, if a stoppage presents itself, you're going to go for it.
Yeah. Well, obviously, then the plan is by the end of the year that you want to be 5-0 unbeaten in your professional career. Brett, heading into 2020, and is that when things might start to move maybe a wee bit quicker for you?
I would say so, actually. Now, as you say, the plan is be sitting around Christmas time to be 5-0, with something to build on going into next year, and then the rounds will start increasing, and then the opponents they'll obviously start getting tougher as well, and hopefully them will be moving in the right direction, but that is the plan. 5-0 by Christmas. Hopefully a few impressive performances between now and then, and set us up for a big year next year.
Yeah, you have to be patient in this game as well, don't you, Brett?
You have to be patient, definitely, and especially at the minute. I'm actually very fortunate to hopefully have 5 fights by Christmas. So I'll end up having 5 fights. For the first year I was saying with McKenzie, because there's a lot of fighters I know, there's a lot of fighters that I aspire that are just kind of, they're just kind of getting back at it now because crowds are allowed back in England, and they're starting to get, the wheels are starting to get moving again, whereas they've been doing nothing for 12-18 months, so it's been hard for them, and I've been fortunate. But as you say, it's definitely, you have to be patient.
Yeah, your last fight was at the Sky Dome. You're back in it Friday night again. You like that venue, do you, Brett?
Class venue, actually, to be honest. It'll be even better this time, we're allowed full capacity. I'm not sure how many tickets are sold. I know the capacity is 3,000. So if we get anything close to that there, there'll be a brilliant atmosphere of a good crowd coming over as well from from Donegal and Derry to support me. I think there's about 50, just over 50. So hopefully, I have no doubt they'll make a bit of noise, and I'm looking forward to, you know, putting on a good show for them on Friday.
Yeah, and you've waited a while, haven't you, Brett, to get a good home support to one of your fights?
My first fight, there was nobody there at all. Each fighter was allowed a limited amount of tickets for the fight there in May. So I had probably about 25 or 30 over, which was great, to be honest, even to have anybody there. But there'll be a bigger crowd at this one now, and, you know, hopefully I can build on that and keep increasing all the time, and hopefully eventually get a fight back home somewhere in the Northwest. And hopefully then anybody that isn't able to come, that would like to come, will be able to come and support me.
Yeah, is that far away, do you think, Brett?
I'm not sure. Actually, I just suppose it depends how I progress. I would say if maybe there was an Irish title or something on the line, then, you know, McKenzie would be willing to bring a show to Ireland. That's one of the things he said to me when I first signed, was the eventual plan was to bring fights back to Ireland for me and Stephen McKenna, and hopefully some other local Irish fighters. So I suppose it'll all depend on how I progress. But hopefully in the not too distant future, I'll be fighting in front of the home crowd.
Yeah. You mentioned Stephen McKenna there, the Monaghan man, looking to go 9-0 this coming weekend as well. And I see that he's been talking about Mr. Ben over the last couple of weeks too. So he has, Brett.
Stevie's very fond of talking about Conor Benn. That's a fight he really wants, and that's a fight he believes he can win. I'm sure it'll be a great fight. They're sort of both at different stages of their career at the minute, but Stevie fancies his chances, so he's been calling them out. And he's definitely confident of getting the win there. So, but you never know. Hopefully sometime in the future they can fight.
Yeah, so a McKenna one and a McGinty one on Friday night would be a good day.
Brilliant, Oshin. That's the hope. I've trained very hard in camp, and I've prepared as well as I possibly could. I've put myself in a great position now to put on a good performance on Friday, and I know Stevie has too. So hopefully it'll be two wins for us on Friday night, and two Irish ones in Coventry.
Okay, best of luck with it, Brett. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Oshin.